We'll now head over to the Body Works Plus guest hotline and welcome Mike Hill, Charlotte 49er athletic director, to the program. Mike, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing well. We're hoping for some good luck tonight for the Hornets to get the number one overall pick. So hopefully that can happen. Do you have any Charlotte Hornets memorabilia that you could sport tonight somehow so we could get Victor Wembanyama? Is there anything like that, or are you just going to have to keep everybody in your thoughts and prayers?
So I'm actually in my head, in my office, I am holding a commemorative ticket from the first ever Charlotte Hornets game in 1988 that I attended. So that is my good luck charm for tonight.
No way.
Wow.
That's way. Look, I love the bucket hat that they gave out, but if you're going to tell me that you have the first ticket ever, that's pretty hard to beat. So Mike Hill helping out the city of Charlotte in more ways than one. He's been helping out Charlotte 49ers. We appreciate it, Mike. He's been helping out the athletic department with the Charlotte 49ers for quite some time now. And I did want to get to one of the recent nuggets that came out within the last really week or so. We got to see the 49ers announce that you guys scheduled a football game at Ohio State for September 8th. 2029 in Columbus, Ohio. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We've seen some big time opponents that the football program has taken on. Mike, what is this process like? Like, how many times do people ask you just about what it's like to schedule, 6 years in advance, 5 years in advance? You know, when do you feel the sense of urgency to get something done with a big time non-conference opponent?
Yeah, well, look, we're excited about that game for sure. That's an opportunity of a lifetime for our players and for our fans. And we love scheduling games like that so that our program can experience, you know, some of the ultimate, you know, game day environments in college football. So I will be honest, I hate the fact that we have to do it so far in advance, but if you don't, you're not going to get those games. And so these schools book these games out way in advance and the opportunities dry up pretty quickly. So, but I can remember this too. Now, back in 2018, when I arrived here, we scheduled a football game in Gainesville, Florida, in the swamp 5 years down the road. And that felt like forever. And guess what? It's here. We're going to be in the swamp this fall. So, that's what you do. You lock these games up. We have some other great ones. We go to, Athens, Georgia in 2025, which will obviously be another great opportunity. And, we're continuing to work on some other big ones as well. So excited about it and looking forward to those challenges.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who wants to go check out the future non-conference schedule, it's actually laid out very well on charlotte49ers.com, and it tells you everything going up all the way to 2031, the last game there, NC State, September 6th in 2031. So you're scheduling out very early on. Mike, it seems like everybody's really excited about this new era of the Charlotte 49er football program. It seems like Biff Poggi has come in and really done a fantastic job with recruiting. We got to see some of the guys transfer out after the spring game. So seeming like we're going to see a final touch on the roster that will suit up for the 49ers going forward. How are you feeling right now about the football program after the latest moves you made?
Well, it's hard not to get excited. I mean, when you're out there during spring ball and seeing the guys work so hard as they did, not just out on the field, but in the weight room, just a remarkable job that our football staff has done. And in bringing in some super talented players to join, you know, existing talent on our roster, we've gotten a lot bigger. We're a lot more physical, I can tell you that for sure, and more athletic. And look, the challenge is real for us this year. We joined a new conference, the American Athletic Conference, which, you know, is honestly, it's a step up. It's one of the best conferences in the country. And we're excited about that challenge, but we've got to be ready. And so I think Biff and his staff really recruited to that. You know, his mantra is let's run the ball and stop the run. It's very old school, and I love it. It's a time-tested system, and, you know, he's recruited accordingly. We've got a bunch of big guys up front on both sides of the ball, which you have to have. But it's not just on the offensive and defensive line. I think you can see pretty significant improvement in a number of positions. And so the spring game was a lot of fun. It was a super balanced game. You know, that it's rare these days that you see spring games where they actually put a game on. It's, you know, usually they're sort of these glorified practices now, but they actually picked teams. It was a draft. And so, you know, you had, you know, first and second teamers divided up, you know, between teams. So it wasn't a true one versus two or et cetera. And so you saw, I thought, a really interesting game and some exciting stuff on both sides of the ball, special teams, and we're ready to go. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mike, of course, that's the second hire that you've made with the Charlotte 49er football program. What is something that you learned during the first hiring process that you applied to this process and then eventually landing with Biff Poggi?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I mean, I think, first of all, you go back to whenever you make a hire that ultimately doesn't work, then you really reassess, you know, what went into your process, what resources did you use? And I will pause and say this for a second, that while unfortunately we did have to make a change, you know, the Will Healy era certainly had its high points and high moments for our program. First ever bowl game, first ever winning season, first ever win over an ACC school. So it was not a complete failure, but clearly we were trending in the wrong direction, which is why we made the change a year ago. So I think going into this search, really what we decided is to try to broaden our the cast of our net, you know, and use every resource at our disposal. For the first time in my career, we employed the services of a search firm. And I know oftentimes, you know, people sort of sneer at that and say, well, isn't that your job as the AD to know who to hire? And the answer to that is yes, it's our job to develop candidate lists and targets. But what a search firm can do for you, first of all, is help you sort through who's actually interested in your job and who is not, who might be using it for leverage, et cetera. And so we did that this go around, and we brought a ton of names to the table, and we spoke to many of those people who we knew we were interested in at the outset. But in the end, you know, frankly, Biff Poggi probably was not a strong candidate here without a turnkey, the firm that we hired, and Chad Chatlos. And that, to me, was a big difference maker for us. It allowed us to, you know, see every potential candidate that might be a good fit for us and engage them in a way that was different. The other piece of it, too, which is sort of a product of COVID, you know, if there's anything good about COVID, is we learned with technology, we can talk to a lot more people in a search, you know. And so, you know, with Zoom and other technologies, video platforms, you know, we were able to have conversations with multiple candidates, many more so than in the past. And so that really helped us as well in that process. So just more resources, I think, more candidates that we could assess and evaluate, and a pros pro and Chad Chatlos, the turnkey, who ultimately helped us identify Biff as our guy.
Mike Hill joining us, athletic director of the Charlotte 49ers. You can follow him on Twitter at @RMikeHill. And with NIL and transfer portal really taking control of college sports, how does Charlotte now sell itself to recruits at this point?
Well, there are NIL opportunities at Charlotte for sure, and we certainly have some of our student athletes who currently have NIL deals. It's a reality of the college athletics landscape now. For sure, it's affected football and basketball, but honestly, it's affecting other sports as well. The reality, too, is that, you know, when you're recruiting now, I mean, if you're talking to a potential transfer or even an incoming high school freshman, one of the first questions they ask is, what is your NIL program? So you better have one. And we do. We instituted an NIL program day one when the NCAA permitted it a couple of years ago now. But we've really rounded that out, I think, really nicely. We have something called the Niner Exchange, which we launched back in December. Niner Exchange allows businesses, individuals, donors, organizations to connect directly with all of our student athletes who are automatically populated into the platform. And businesses can negotiate NIL deals with our student athletes. They can make those transactions, establish what they're going to provide, what services they're going to provide in exchange for whatever you know, monetary or trade value that they're going to receive. And so Niner Exchange has been a really valuable tool for us. There's also a collective that is in place now, the Gold Mine Alliance, that was just revealed here just a few days ago. And we're excited about that as well. So there's a collective in place. You see most schools that are trying to be serious about football and basketball and everything else recognize you've got to have a collective. So those are critical. And we think, look, we're in a market where there's a lot of opportunity. You know, I'd rather be in a market like a big city that Charlotte is with Fortune 500 companies and the like versus a small town that doesn't really have the same kind of opportunities for young men and women.
Then you just announced that the athletic department now has released its Master Vision Facilities Project, helping to bring Charlotte athletics to the forefront. And how much do you feel like that's going to help, and especially competing with the big four, the big universities in the state that already has those reputations?
Sure, this is the next step in the sort of the natural evolution of our program. We're still a young football program, only 10 years old, of course, but and a young university when you compare us to a lot of our competition. But the truth of the matter is that we have so much going for us as a university and as an athletics program that, you know, that we're in the process of trying to accelerate our growth. And the facility master plan, the Evergreen plan, is a critical part of that.
Do you feel like that it was overdue for this university? Like maybe you might have waited a little bit too long and now you guys are trying to catch up?
Look, I think the decision to add football was one that was weighed by the institution long before I arrived here. And for many reasons, didn't happen until it did, right? I mean, there were all sorts of things that got in the way. You had obviously the tragedy of 9/11 in the early 2000s. You had the financial crisis in 2008. As I understand it, those are things that in the end got in the way of football being added. And like it or not, you know, having football really determines whether or not you're going to be a player in college athletics. And without football, we're not moving into the American Athletics Conference, for example. So, you know, it was critical that we have it. And we're 10 years old now, and we're trying to accelerate that growth as quickly as we can. And I think we can't look back at this point. We've got to look ahead. And I think what we see now with our program and where we're headed is an extremely positive direction that we're all pretty fired up about.
We appreciate the time of Mike Hill, the Charlotte 49ers athletic director, joining us on the Body Works Plus guest hotline. I did want to go just with another football question before switching gears here, Mike, because one thing I think that really came up from the Will Healy era is he did a phenomenal job of actually publicizing and promoting the program. We saw him on so many different outlets. Was that something that grew to be important to you? Like to me, that was such an unintended benefit, right? At least at the forefront. I didn't expect it to be that big. Is that something that grew bigger on your radar when going after Biff Poggi? Or were you just saying, look, we need the guy that can win the most games, and that's ultimately what it is coming down to?
Well, I think one of the appeals to hiring Will was certainly his ability to sell the program. And at the time that Will arrived here, we were only 5 years old, right? And
right.
The program were six. And pretty clearly, we were not relevant even in our own market. And so we needed relevance. And we needed someone who could promote and sell the program. And he did a phenomenal job of doing that. I think he made us, relevant in our city and not and beyond our city even. Gosh, we had recognition on ESPN and Game Day and the like. So masterful at that. And that's really helped elevate the stature of our program. I think, you know, there's no question that, you know, winning games like we did against Duke on national television helped us get in the conversation to be considered to join the American. So, but moving forward, the bottom line is, you know, we got to have success on the gridiron. And I know that's what Biff was hired to do. It's what he wants to do. He's talked, publicly many times about his desire to try to build this thing as quickly as he can. And, I think that's exciting for our fans and for all of us who want to see success on the football field to continue to elevate the profile of our athletic program and our institution. So it's about winning games and having success in the end for us to be relevant. And I think, you know, Biff is tracking on that in spades when you look at how well he's recruited so far.
Mike, when you look at the basketball program, and I know that you weren't there at the time, but Charlotte basketball at its apex, what are some of the things that you might have heard of or seen from the past that were there from a cultural standpoint that may have been missing recently?
Yeah, well, look, I didn't have to come to Charlotte to know about Charlotte basketball, and that should tell you something. You know, I was at University of Florida for 24 years, but I had a strong familiarity with the success of Charlotte basketball program, a regular tournament team, or certainly at least a contender to make the NCAA tournament. We'll never forget the 1977 Final Four. So, you know, a tremendous value. And frankly, that is part of what attracted me to this opportunity, is because basketball matters a lot to me. I worked very closely with Billy Donovan for the better part of two decades at UF. And it was important to me to be at a place where I believe we could have success in basketball. And so I think this, I know that the landscape of college basketball has changed immensely. You know, even from when we first arrived here 5 years ago to today, it is a dramatically different landscape right now in terms of how you go about building teams and programs. It is much harder now than it was to build a program per se, where you bring in recruits and you develop the players, and by their junior years, they're really heavily contributing, right? They may contribute earlier, but that's sort of the goal, is by their junior and senior years, they're really leading the team. Now, you don't know if you're going to have guys for longer than a year or two. And that's not just at Charlotte, but that's anywhere, right? And so what I love about Coach Sanchez and the staff is that they are adapting to that, because clearly they came from a program, Ron came from a program at Virginia, where the model was to win with veteran players. And that's just not, that's not the way you can do it anymore. The way you get veteran players now, frankly, is to be able to sign transfers who have used their one-time transfer rule and then are there. And if they have 2 or 3 years of eligibility left, that's really kind of how you build experience. And I look at the kids that Ron has signed and the staff has signed this offseason, and sort of an illustration of what they're intending to do with the guys they brought in who have multiple years of eligibility left, similar to what he did with Igor from Virginia a year ago, with Braswell from Syracuse. But I think in moving forward, that's what we're going to see. And it's, again, not just unique to Charlotte, but to everywhere. But look, this program, without a doubt, has been in the desert for a long time. And it had been in the desert for a long time when we got here. And, you know, Ron and I talk all the time about, you know, continuing to get better and set, you know, new milestones. And last year, you know, 22 wins, which was the most wins since 2001, that's progress. Now, what real progress is winning a conference championship, going to the NCAA tournament. That's where we ultimately want to be. And that's the goal. And we share that vision, and we're working our tails off to make that happen for our fans who want it so desperately.
Well, and winning that conference championship is exactly what happened with the softball team, also Charlotte men's golf back-to-back Conference USA championship. So some success all around in other areas of the Charlotte 49er athletic program. You can follow Mike Hill on Twitter at @rmikehill. He's retweeting all sorts of accomplishments that the athletic program has been experiencing here recently. And we appreciate his time here on the Body Works Plus guest hotline. Mike, it's great to talk to you again. Really appreciate you joining us.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for having me on. And go Niners and go Hornets.
Yeah, yes. Yes, we got the commemorative ticket.
No doubt about it. Let's go.
Good luck. If we have, I will text Mike and say thank you very much if they land